Baidu's bosses appear to recognize as much. The firm is rapidly diversifying. Last November, it agreed to buy YY Live, a video sharing and live streaming app, for $3.6 billion in a bid to boost its presence in online entertainment and compete with the likes of Kuaishou. Baidu is also investing heavily in cloud services to keep up with Alibaba and Tencent, two bigger Chinese tech rivals. But arguably, the boldest push is what the company calls intelligent driving. This business contributes hardly any revenues today but holds huge long-term monetization potential, according to Baidu's new prospectus. The business has three prongs. The first is the establishment of a nationwide fleet of robo-taxis powered by Apollo, Baidu's in-house self-driving technology. The firm is already operating self-driving taxis in three Chinese cities, including part of Beijing. Rides are currently free, but Baidu hints that it may soon start charging. It has international ambitions, too. In January, it received permission to test self-driving cars in California. Baidu also plans to mass-produce electric vehicles, or EVs. In January, it formed a new venture with Geely, a Chinese car maker, to bring to market intelligent, if not fully autonomous, EVs within 3 years. By 2035, China's government wants every other new car sold to be an EV. The third prong allows Baidu to earn immediate revenues by selling services to Chinese car makers, such as high-definition maps and automated parking technology, which it has already sold to 10 firms. Baidu is already a late entrant to China's crowded personal mobility industry. For now, at least, investors are on for the ride.